Have you ever had the experience of, you know, minding your own business, walking along the street, and there's someone conducting a survey, asking your opinion about politics, or asking your opinion about some product or other, or maybe it's, you know, a film crew, and they're wanting to get, you know, the voice of the people, wanting to get your experience, what your insight happens to be. What do you like when you are forced to answer a question on the spot? You know, how good are you at being able to respond in a way that makes you look, you know, the amazing intelligent person that you are? You know, so I often will stumble in that kind of situation. And it's important to have that ability to ponder the really important, significant kind of questions that we're faced with. And so I think that's why Jesus takes the disciples away from their ordinary experiences. Just as we heard him go on a road trip last week, he takes them on another road trip today, taking them to the very north of Israel, away from the good Jewish lands, to a place that a good Jewish rabbi and his good Jewish disciples shouldn't normally go. Caesarea Philippi, as the name suggests, is not a Jewish place. It's a pagan place dedicated not to the worship of the God of Israel, but to a bunch of other pagan gods, both Roman and Greek. There was a temple set there in the foothills of Mount Hermon, the only snow-capped mountain that regularly gets the snow in Israel. And it's there that there's a spring, the spring of Barnaas, and the spring begins to bubble forth, and it's contributed by the melting snow, and it's the source of the Jordan River that fills both the Sea of the Galilee and then ultimately doesn't fill the Dead Sea. But there was a whole bunch of different temples dedicated to all kinds of terrible and heinous customs and practices. So it was there that Jesus takes his disciples to seek their advice, to seek their opinion. You know, the first question is pretty easy. What do other people think about me? You know, we can all share what others think pretty regularly. You know, it's a good invitation to gossip, to share that story. But the next question that Jesus asks comes to the very heart of who we are. It doesn't just address the group. I believe that he took each person, just as he took the man who was deaf and wasn't able to speak last week, took him away in private, because he loves to have these one-on-one conversations with us. He invites us into this personal encounter, and he wants to know, but you, who do you say I am? It's a crucial question, and undoubtedly it's changed over the course of our life. Like when we were 7 or 8, we would have just simply said whatever our teachers or parents had told us to say. You know, we're very good at that. As teenagers, there would have been a bit more of an edge to the question, a bit more of an edge to our answer. But as we go on, there's all kinds of other things that happen in our life, all kinds of suffering that happens, all kinds of darkness that descends upon us. And we're able to bring all kinds of other experiences. Perhaps it's not as easy to be able to answer that question straightforwardly. Perhaps it's a bit more difficult to make sense of, well, who are you in my life, Jesus? How have you changed? What is my relationship with you like now? How do I have experienced all of that suffering? You know, when Jesus tells them that the way of discipleship is the way of the cross. It's the way of suffering grievously in the face of the persecution of both the Romans and the Jewish authorities. Peter is naturally a bit reticent. When he says that he begins to remonstrate with Jesus, it's the same language, the same word that Jesus uses to describe how he exorcises demons, how he casts out demons. It's a strong, powerful word. And so what Peter is really trying to do in this moment is to to cast out the demon of suffering from Jesus, which, you know, feels like a quite loving kind of thing to do, to say, no, you know, you shouldn't experience any of this suffering. But Jesus says, no, I have to. This is the way, the only way that I can do this is the way of suffering, the way of embracing the cross, the way of going through this in order that you might know and experience in your own suffering that there is a place for that. In your own encounters with the darkness, there is an appropriateness for that. And in that moment, to be able to recognize that that's precisely where I can begin to answer that question from a new place of authenticity. Not just taking the answers of other people, not just repeating in a parrot form what others have taught us, but now we're able to experience that friendship and that intimacy with Jesus in a new way, a way that begins to make sense of all that we've suffered, all that we've been through, all that we have encountered along the way. And one of the great gifts of 12-step programs and their spirituality is that they say you don't have to believe in a particular God that has been described to you, but giving us permission to say, simply believe in the God of your own understanding, the God that you have actually experienced, the God that makes sense of your life, the God that brings you to freedom, that brings you to a place where you're able to experience all that the Lord has prepared for you. That will still involve the suffering. It will still involve walking in the way that is sometimes very dark and sometimes isn't as clear as we would like it to be. But in that midst and in that experience, we're able to find a new depth of friendship, a new way to be able to experience the closeness and the wonder of the God who's always inviting us into freedom, always calling us more deeply into that life. So when Jesus encounters us today, when he takes us into that private place, when we walk with him or sit under the coolness of a tree in the shade, and Jesus looks at you and he loves you and he invites you into that question, how will we reply? What will we say to him? Who are you, Lord? What have you become for me? And how might I grow more deeply in friendship with you today?